Before tonight's big Christmas tree lighting ceremony at Westlake Park in Seattle, you might want to check out another tree lighting. It'll happen a few blocks away on 4th Avenue. For 25 years, Eric Greenberg has volunteered to decorate that 100-foot-tall sequoia in front of Macy's. And tonight, he'll flip the switch on the big tree for the last time. He told KUOW's Kim Malcolm that when he first moved to Seattle from Woodstock, New York, he'd gaze at the tree from Oliver's Bar across the street.
I started hanging out there, known for their martinis. And looking across the street, I noticed a beautiful sequoia tree growing there. And I said, that's pretty. I bet that's going to look really nice come Christmas. And so come the Christmas of 91, I realized no one was lighting the tree. Back in Woodstock, we do that every year. It was part of my childhood growing up. I'm Jewish, but it doesn't matter. I mean, we all come out and celebrate. And I saw that this tree wasn't getting lit, and I was told it used to be Seattle's Christmas tree, but they had moved everything to Westlake Park back in the late 80s. So I decided to make some phone calls, and before I knew it, I ended up being the guy to light the tree, even though I didn't have a clue how to do it.
So you just called some people, and they said, sure.
Well, can you believe it? If this had been New York City, forget it.
Too much red tape?
Yeah, but Seattle's wonderful for that. At least back then it was.
How long did it take you to do the tree that first time?
Well, the first time we had city light there, and it took us from 9 in the morning till about 9 at night. Now we've got it down to 4 hours.
How did you get to be so efficient?
Well, come about 3 years later, the tree actually got too tall for us to use the bucket truck. We had to get a crane. First of all, you have the crane. It's attached to a man basket. Just think about you being in an elevator, and you can control that basket by telling the crane operator what to do.
What's the view like when you're up there?
It's really cool. I can see all the way up to Capitol Hill. I see, of course, all the way up to West Seattle, up beyond Fifth Avenue. And it's really nice being up there. Once you get over the fact that you're swinging from a basket on a wire 120 feet in the air.
Why did you continue to decorate this tree year after year?
Well, it was a thing to do.
What does that mean?
What does that mean? Volunteerism. It wasn't, you know, it's not something that I was used to. Volunteering was really neat, and doing a community thing is even more special. And anyone can do whatever they choose to do. And so that became, for me, a way of inspiring other people. And also I enjoyed seeing the smiles on people's faces.
Are you going to miss doing it next year?
I will. But I'm moving. I'm moving up to Cedro Woolley. I'm going to be 75 miles north, and it won't be easy for me to do. And I'll be there to help anyone that wants to do it.
What time, do you remember what time they're going to throw the switch and light the tree?
Well, there's no they. You know, it'll be me.
Oh, it will be you.
Well, what happens is first I go into Oliver's and I get myself a seat. And as it gets dark, I'll put my coat on the back of the stool and I'll walk out to the tree and I'll plug it in. And I'll walk back to the bar.
And do you get to decide when the time is right to turn it on?
It generally gets lit just before they light the tree over at Westlake and the fireworks go off.
And any reaction from people around you?
As I'm walking away, they go, oh, look at that. The tree's lit. And I'm just right there with them looking, oh, yeah, look at that.
And they don't know it's you?
No. No, I love it when I'm walking through the streets, you know, and a couple elderly women would be talking to each other. Oh, they lit the tree again this year. It looks so beautiful. I love it when they do that, or when Macy's does it, or whatever they say. And I want to say something to them, but I don't. It puts a smile on my face.
Eric, thank you.
You're welcome.
That's Eric Greenberg, the decorator of that big sequoia on 4th Avenue in front of Macy's.